Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
93550. Did I just talk to you?
No, sir.
Okay, that's fine.
You said that was 983550?
I'm sorry, what?
What was the zip code?
93550.
First and last name on the account?
Paul Becker, B-E-G-K-E-R.
One moment. Okay, verify your shipping address for security of the account.
38045 10th Street East, apartment 50, Palmdale, California, 93550.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership. How can I help you?
Well, I think that's what the problem is. I bought a foot massager, and I was charged twice for it. Now, I've straightened it all out with another company, and that's fine, but what it looks like is I was charged $574 for a foot massager, and then there's this charge of $6732, which I think is some sort of error regarding membership ongoing or something that I don't want anything to do with. Does that make sense according to your record there?
Okay, I'm not sure who you spoke with, but it looks like you did order the home spa foot massager. Looks like you did pay the $574 for the shipping and handling. Looks like you also automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where they give you 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You'll receive that $125 gift card each month you're enrolled as a member, and it's $67.32 a month.
So that's what that month, that amount is. Well, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't know how I got duped into agreeing with that, because I didn't.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and get that account canceled. This will stop all future charges.
How about the one charge I already had?
Well, that charge is considered valid. It was charged on October 25th, and it looks like it was already sent to your email address.
Email address? I shouldn't have any.
Yes, the $125 gift card was already sent to your email address.
It was?
Yes, sir. It was sent on October 25th. Same day you were charged.
Okay. It probably went into spam and got deleted. Who's it from? Primary Electronics?
No, sir. That's the name of the billing company, not the name of the, it's not for the membership. It would have been under support at bargainwarehouseconsumerdeals.com is where it came from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tell me that slowly.
Support at bargainwarehouseconsumerdeals.com.
Support at
Bargain Warehouse Consumer Deals.
Wait a minute. Bargain Warehouse. Okay, next.
Consumer Deals. .com.
And I can go on that website and...
No, sir, that's not a website. That's where the email address would have came from. That's an email address.
And that would entitle me to do what? To go to some sort of warehouse? I mean, some sort of online store? I have $125 credit?
Correct.
Okay. What store is that?
It's called the Discount Shopping Store Online. It explained it in the...
Wait a minute. Shopping?
It explained it in the email, sir.
Well, I don't think I have the email. I didn't think it was important.
Okay. Well, I can get the email resent out to you.
Would you do that, please?
Yes, sir.
And how long do I have for credit?
It doesn't expire.
All right. So, yeah, you can, if you would have that sent out again, please.
Yes, sir, I sure will. You'll receive an email within about 21 to 48 hours.
Okay, very good.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.
All right, thank you, bye.